So why is there double standard deity worship in ISKCON? Just by doing abhishek, just by doing donation, one can do abhishek. Double standard is a very harsh word for this, firstly. The principle is ye yathama prapadyante tamasathaiva vajami. As all people surrender unto me, Krishna says, I reward accordingly. So there are different people who have different kinds of resources. And whatever resources they have, they can offer to Krishna. And by offering those resources, they can get reciprocation from Krishna. So if some people, by their past karma, by their present situation, they have more financial resources, and they offer those resources to Krishna, then that is one step they're taking towards Krishna, and Krishna takes a step towards them. Within the practice of bhakti, there is the external form of devotional service, and there is the internal intention of devotional service. The internal intention of devotional service, that is what is primarily important. And the external form of devotional service is also important. But that is not what is important. If you consider the external form, then it is not just money. Now they could say there are so many activities and there are different discrimination. Say if you consider that there are some devotees who are very good speakers. There may be other devotees, they may just not be able to speak well. Now there may be those devotees who can speak well, their speaking ability may just be because of their past karma. They may not be very devoted to Krishna, but they may get more opportunities to speak simply because they are able to speak well. Somebody may be able to sing very nicely, and now somebody else is there singing, maybe, you know, it's a singing only suited for one's own bathroom. You know, it may be like that. So even when it is like that, now if in a public forum singing is to be done, at that time, the devotee who sings, who nicely, they will be given the opportunities. So when they are given the opportunities to sing, we need to know that the certain facilities may be given according to certain abilities or certain circumstances, certain resources. But the opportunity, there is a facility and there is opportunity. We should not equate the two. The opportunity for advancing is actually available for everyone. So for example, I am giving class right now and say you are hearing. Now it may well be if I am giving class and I am thinking, see, I am so clever, I can answer all questions. Then by speaking this, actually by being proud like this, I will not move close to Krishna. But you, by hearing the class and learning the principles, so by hearing the same class, you may go closer to Krishna more than what I am going closer to Krishna. So the facility in one sense of a that speaker has may seem more prominent, more attractive, more prestigious than the facility that a hearer has. And that facility is often determined by circumstances. But the opportunity for devotional advancement depends primarily on one's own desire, one's own intention. So yes, somebody who offers money might be able to do abhishek. But it is not that they, while they are doing abhishek, they are necessarily going to make more advancement than somebody else who is just watching the abhishek from a distance. So, it is the advancement depends on the intention with which one is trying to serve Krishna. And that is what we should focus on. Even Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that he gives this knowledge, evam parampara praptam imam rajanshiyo vidhu. That he gives this knowledge to the saintly kings. Krishna doesn't say that he doesn't give this knowledge to the Vaishyas and the Shudras. But the fact is, the kings have influence in society. So if the kings become spiritual, then they can spiritualize the whole society. So Krishna is not following double standards when he says that, oh, I give knowledge to the saintly kings. No, through them that knowledge can be efficiently disseminated. So similarly, they, now those people are kings because they have done certain karma in the past, because of which they have the position of being kings. And that position in the material world needs to be acknowledged, and that position needs to be utilized in the practice of bhakti. But at the same time, it is not necessary that the king is necessarily going to make more advancement than an ordinary citizen. The ordinary citizen may make more spiritual advancement if they have the intention of serving Krishna in a more humble and pure mode. So yes, depending on resources, depending on abilities, depending on circumstances, different devotees may get different forms of devotional service to practice. And if we obsess too much over the forms, then we will always feel that, oh, I am missing out. But if we focus on the intent, the essential principle in bhakti is that the form is meant to assist us in purifying our intent. Abhyasa yogenitto maam icchaptam dhananjaya. So if you practice bhakti, by which you will get icha for me, the attraction for me. So whatever situation we are in, if we strive to develop our attraction for Krishna from that situation, then we will develop that attraction for Krishna. So Krishna is bhavagrahi. And if we focus on that principle, that Krishna looks at the emotion of my heart and he appreciates that emotion, then even if we see there is apparently some difference in the facility offered for the practice of bhakti, we will not get too caught in that facility. Rather, we focus on the opportunity to remember Krishna and move closer to him. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yes. Okay. So, we'll stop here. Thank you very much for your very thoughtful questions. And whatever questions are remaining, I have my website, thescripturescientist.com. So there I try to answer in the next few days. If you subscribe for the daily feed, you might get the answers in your email directly. Otherwise, of course, there are Vaishnavas here. You can consult them and can have the question answered. Maybe tomorrow after. Can you continue the question answers even tomorrow also? I can have a brief class and make my question answers.
Okay.
So, what we could do is, tomorrow morning, I'll speak briefly on the Bhagavatam and then we can continue the question answer tomorrow. Is that okay?
Okay. So,